on April 20th. Now, hour number two is on the way, and you know how we open hour number two every single day? That would be Jeff Calkins. Jeff Calkins joins the show next right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Want to win tickets to see ZZ Top at the Landers Center? The concert on Saturday, March the 23rd, so this weekend. Win the tickets now. Log in and sign up at 92.9ESPN.com.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, celebrating a legacy of sports as the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. Always live on the Odyssey app and on smart speakers. Say, play 92.9ESPN.
Your chance to get that rare, hard-to-find luxury timepiece is here at Genesis Diamonds. Hi, this is Devir Vanun, Vice President at Genesis. I want to make sure your Rolex dream comes true. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Genesis is hosting an epic pre-owned luxury Rolex event featuring a stunning new selection of these hard-to-find watches. Hawks, Submariners, Daytonas, Pepsis, Batmans, all the hottest models that people wait years for. These are carefully chosen timepieces in pristine condition. During this event, you can take advantage of special pricing and zero-interest financing. And listen to this. With the purchase of any luxury pre-owned Rolex at this event, Genesis will give you a pair of 2-carat lab-grown diamond stud earrings for free. That's a $4,000 value. Also, for this event, our pre-owned Rolex buyers are on site, offering top dollar for your Rolex. So I invite you to join us this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday only, and only at Genesis Diamonds, your home for luxury pre-owned Rolexes. We're at Poplar and Perkins Extended. I can't wait to meet you.
This responsible gaming message is brought to you by the Tennessee Lottery. When you play the lottery, it's important to play responsibly. Know your limit and spend only what you can afford. Set a budget and stick to it. And remember, as long as you're having fun, you're always a winner in our book. The Tennessee Lottery is a proud supporter of National Problem Gambling Awareness Month. To learn more about problem gambling resources, visit tnlottery.com.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. So it's easy to save big. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on 6-packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or Canada Dry. Select varieties for just $2.99 each with your card and digital coupon. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
All 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte RE72-3985, MSRP 22320, Sportage R724-7640, MSRP 29635, Telluride RG499963, MSRP 41005, includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4-1-2024, dealer stock only.
Hey, 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 it's my man Jeff Allen bringing sweet deals from Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah.
Hey, Randy, I've got a 2024 Kia Forte LXS that gets 41 mpg highway, and you can hit the road for just $219 a month.
That's awesome. What else you got?
2024 Kia Sportage LX, $289 a month. Both 36-month lease and $34.99 due at signing. Or go big in a 2024 Kia Telluride S all-wheel drive, $429 a month. 36-month lease and $39.99 due at signing.
Plus, get peace of mind with the 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah.
We're online 24/7, KiaMountMoriah.com.
Warmer weather means getting together with friends on a patio. But where? Owen Brennan's, that's where. The patio at Owen Brennan's is an oasis, an escape from the hustle and the bustle of life. For lunch, dinner, or cocktails, the patio at Owen Brennan's is calling your name. Answer the call.
It's time to discover your new Kia at Gossett Kia on the Pike. And there's never been a better time to drive off in your new Kia. Make it happen today in a 2024 Kia Forte LXS. 41 mpg, 219 a month. How about sporty 2024 Kia Sportage LX? We Gossett, 289 a month. Both $34.99 due at signing. And get rugged in 2024 Kia Telluride LX. $429 a month. $39.99 due at signing, all 36-month lease. So call Bobby J to put you in a new Kia today. That's Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, or online anytime at KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte RE72, 39.85, MSRP 22,320, Sportage R7, 24,7640, MSRP 29,635, Telluride RG 49,9963, MSRP 41,005, includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax on a license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4-1-2024, dealer stock only.
There's nothing in sports quite like March matchups, and that's why BetMGM is dropping Bet and Get tokens into the accounts of customers in Tennessee. Simply add a wager on March matchups to your bet slip and activate your token. You'll instantly receive a bonus bet, no matter how your wager goes. From buzzer beaters to big upsets, BetMGM is here for every magical moment of March matchups. Enjoy same game parlays, live bets, player props, and so much more with your BetMGM app in Tennessee. Claim your bet and get token today to earn a bonus bet, regardless of whether your March matchups wager is a swish or a miss. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Tennessee only. New and existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
For those who push the boundaries and know no barriers, the wake up at nooners and dessert before dinner eaters, the jackpot dancers and sequined pantsers, the risk takers and heartbreakers, the hapless, the rogue, and the hopeless romantics. Our time has come. Play bold at the new Southland Casino Hotel, just 7 minutes from downtown Memphis. Plan your stay at southlandcasino.com.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios, with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by Red River Toyota in Wynn, Arkansas. Online at redrivertoyota.com. We're back with the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Someone to understand my ups and downs. There you were.
Jeff Calkins is columnist of the Daily Memphian, also hosts the Jeff Calkins Show 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He's on X at Jeff_Calkins. Jeff, how's it going?
I'm good.
Good to hear. I think you're also doing well because I heard you talk about it in your first hour today. I think both these stadium projects are headed in the right direction. How about that? It looks like The Memphis Tourism offered $30 million to the FedEx Forum renovations, and the city and county are seeking $60 million using the hotel tax or something like that. I'm not as good as you are with these things.
Well, there's a Sam Hardiman will be on with us tomorrow, and he's sort of led the reporting on this at the Daily Memphian. There's still a squabble going on about this, about where to come up with the additional funding, and it is interesting because it's just, I mean, as you watch it, it's entities arguing over a stream of public funding, right? Like, where should it go? And Memphis Tourism has gotten a certain amount of money from the hotel motel tax. And the idea has been to divert some of that money to the FedEx Forum renovations. And Memphis Tourism is like, wait, we can't do that because we need the money. And so they're offering, $30 million. They said, why don't you just take $30 million and call it a day, and that won't bridge the gap. And so there is very clearly a political tug of war over this amount of money. And there are things yet to be decided. But I think big picture, if you step back and say, okay, so what they're arguing about is $60 million or $30 million. Now, to you or me, that's a lot of money, right?
Right.
But it doesn't seem like anything that won't, you know, someone's probably going to get the short end of the stick here. But it doesn't feel like something that can't be settled, right? We're not arguing here about $200 million or $500 million or anything like that. They're arguing about, you know, $30 million or $60 million. Again, it's not insignificant, but and it's not done. To be clear, it is not done. It needs to be done, but it feels like it will be done. Just like, for example, the you know, over at the football stadium, they haven't raised the money yet. The university right. hasn't, you know, raised $16 million. Well, they got to raise $50 million, you know? So that's not done either. But both, given the heat, the temperature of both projects last summer, I do think the fact that it feels like they're both, you know, they're both approaching some degree of satisfactory completion. Now, it's sort of, you know, in retrospect, you think about it, was $350 million from the state enough? Like, I mean, honestly, you know, I feel bad for the Redbirds and for 901 FC, which got nothing out of this. You know, I'm not saying at all that this is a perfect solution to everybody, for everybody, but it does feel like that we're approaching, you know, something that is going to work for a lot of the most important entities involved in all of this.
I have wondered, though, after sort of seeing the phases that the University of Memphis talked about with Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium yesterday. They have $16 million of the $50 million they're looking for. Do you think they can raise all that? Do you think they'll be able to raise all that by the way, by 2026, whenever they want this thing completed?
I think I'm somewhat skeptical.
Okay.
They what did they say? They had nine. Did they say seven or nine? You know, $1 million or more gifts. I mean, this is one of the challenges of that the University of Memphis faces is, you know, who are the exceedingly rich boosters who are going to be giving money to the University of Memphis? And it's just been an interesting phenomenon that. I mean, it's not a, like once upon a time, there were, even if it's always been a limited, you know, this is not the University of Alabama, you know, just in terms of it's a city school. It's not the statewide school. It's not the wealthiest place. It's, you know, so now there are civic minded people, even people who didn't go to the University of Memphis who care deeply and have grown to care deeply about the University of Memphis who've been very generous. But a lot of those people, it feels like, you know, I mean, Alan Graf was incredibly involved, but I think he mostly has moved away. Mike Rose, was incredibly involved for a long time and he passed away. It's just, you know, you can go down the list of John Stokes is an incredibly significant, important Memphis booster. He sadly just passed away. I mean, he particularly during the John Calipari era and whatever, it was a real leader. And so you sort of go through this and you wonder, now, is there another generation of, you know, really engaged, wealthy Memphians who are invested in Memphis athletics? And it's one reason why, you know, when I talk about the NCAA tournament drought that we've had with only in the last decade two NCAA tournaments, it's one reason all this stuff matters. Like, a lot of the boosters who became most involved with the University of Memphis, they did so because they became fans and supporters during a time when Memphis basketball was king here, right? When it was the Dana Kirk era, and it was the Gene Bartow era, and it was the Larry Finch era, and it was, you know, the Calipari. And that breeds a level of... you know, attachment, motivation, all of that, that I think is, if you know, you wonder if some of that is being lost here. So can they raise the money? I don't know. I think, I mean, obviously, Laird Veach sounded optimistic about their ability to raise the money. They have to, happily, they can do it in segments, right? They can unlock the first $25 million gift from the Smith family by raising $25 million. And I suspect they'll get that done. Now, will they raise the next $25 million to complete phase three? you know, I think that remains to be seen.
Yeah. Now, speaking of FedEx Forum, let's talk a little Grizzlies. They've lost two straight games since Desmond Bane has been back, but they've played very competitive with the Thunder and then on the road against the Kings. OT, they lost 121 to 111. I know that you may not be on the same page as me with this, but I think the last two games sort of show me why I do want to see Desmond Bane play a little bit alongside the likes of G.G. Jackson and Vince Williams Jr. And it's been G.G. Jackson in particular, 19 points in that Thunder game. And then ultimately last night, I thought he was phenomenal. 22 points, 8 for 13 from the field, 4 for 8 from 3. I think that it's nice to at least see a little bit of a preview and get a little bit of run with Gigi and Desmond on the floor together at the same time. I understand your thought process will be, well, until Ja's on the floor, you don't know exactly how that looks. But to get these guys a little bit of synergy together, to get these guys to understand each other at least a little bit better before the season's over, I think that means at least a little bit. It's not like some grand value where I'm going to, wage everything on. I don't think that it's like this huge value that some people are trying to act as if it is. But I think it means at least a little bit to the growth of this team heading into next year.
I think it's enjoyable for people to see. I think people like watching Desmond Bane play basketball. I think people like watching G.G. Jackson play basketball. I think G.G. Jackson's growth continues to be fun to watch. The shooting comes and goes, obviously, but one of the promising things about G.G. Jackson is he's very clearly athletically gifted enough to do things even, you know, when the shot isn't falling. And so, you know, I continue to believe that I don't want to count on him as being a part of the rotation next year, but I certainly think it's open for him to be part of the rotation next year. In terms of whatever is being gained, the only part where I just don't he'll be able to play alongside Desmond Bane during the off season, the preseason, during like they'll have plenty of time playing together. I don't think that what they are gaining now by playing next to each other is going to make any difference in terms of how well they do next year. But it's fun. It's fun to see them play together, and it's interesting. Like if you compare, and this is an exercise we did with Chris Harrington yesterday, if you compare the Grizzlies to the Oklahoma City Thunder heading into the future, you know, they're similar, but you might take the Thunder player, you might, the equivalent Thunder player sort of at every turn. You might take Shai Gilgeous-Alexander over Ja. League-wide, I think most people would right now, right? Particularly given the year they're having. They might take Chet Holmgren, certainly because he's cheaper, over Jaren. You might take Jalen Williams, maybe not, over Dez, right? One of the nice things is an X factor that you have, in addition to Marcus Smart, who I think people just forget about, right? I think people forget how good he can be at Vince Williams. But one of the X factors you have going forward, if you think of Oklahoma City as one of the rivals you'll have for the next few years, one of the X factors is G.G. Jackson, you know? And so I think he matters immensely to the future of this franchise. And I think, you know, we could look back on this year between both of them, Vince Williams and G.G. Jackson, as being just this incredibly important year to the development of a team that can go to Western Conference, you know, finals or beyond. So, I think it's fun to watch the Grizzlies play competitively and to watch the players who will matter next year play well and together. It's just fun, right? And so in a draft and we talk about the draft and whatnot, and sure, I'd rather pick 6th and 7th or whatnot, but like Sam Vecenie had a mock draft today at The Athletic, and the reason that I'm not that invested in any of the draft is that it is such a crapshoot of a draft that it's hard to be as invested as I was in the real tank years. You know, it feels a little different than that. So sure, fun to see him play last night. Fun to see him play against Oklahoma City, and not the worst thing that they got the losses along the way.
So you're not completely sold based on the first thing you just said to me. You're not completely sold on G.G. Jackson being a full time part of the rotation with everybody back on the floor next year. You think it's
a possibility, okay. But I would not. I don't want to count on it. I think
right.
I don't want to say he is one of my top 8 players next year. I want to leave it open for him, but I don't want to count on it. No, I believe it's very possible that he will be, and I think there should be room for him to be. But let's see how it plays out with the entire lineup. If you have to count on him, I think it's different than if the opportunity is open for him.
Yeah.
And that's sort of, I mean, I count on Vince Williams, right? That's the difference. Vince Williams, I'm absolutely counting on as being, you know, every night rotation player next year. GG Jackson, I think there's a very good possibility that he could be an every night rotation player next year, but I don't want to have to write that in blood.
Yeah, I hear you. Now, Brandon Clark, I think I heard Michael Wallace say it before the game yesterday. Hint, hint, wink, wink, next Wednesday versus the Lakers is when he could return. I know this is a ridiculous question, but, like, what do you expect? I don't know what to expect from Brandon Clark. I think it'll be pretty rough, maybe the first couple of outings. Hopefully it's not. But coming off that Achilles, I'm curious what he'll look like. He's a runner and he's a leaper, and we have to see what he is before the end of the year to really be able to count on him next to Jaren going into next year and certain closing lineups and everything else.
Yeah, there I'd like to see it. Again, I don't know how much they have to see it as much as we just want to see it, right? You know what I mean? Like, I think there is some knocking rust off, but, like, these guys are playing basketball in the gym when they're not, you know, when they're not playing. So, but yeah, I think there is real psychological advantage, even for Brandon Clark, to check back into a game, to, you know, be knocked around, you know, under the basket, to be, you know, to block a shot, to, like, to do all the things you do on a real court in a real game, just sort of psychologically. So, and then I think it'll be good for the fans to see it in terms of what to expect. So much of his game was leaping, was his springiness, that it is hard to know. And once upon a time, obviously, an Achilles injury would have sort of ended him, right? I mean, it just would have. It would have ended him. But that's not the way it seems to work now. And so, I don't know. I'm hopeful, and you know, I'm hopeful, and I think it will be important to see him, and I think it'll be important for him to have that experience of playing it again. So, you know, here we are winding down on this sort of, you know, disaster of a season, but there are elements that, you know, that, putting aside the fact that we still have the Marc Gasol night coming,
yep,
there are elements of continuing interest.
Yep. Now, we have the first four starting tonight in the NCAA tournament. Here at 5:40, we'll have the 16-seed game, and the 10-seed game will be, I believe, at 8:30, something like that. Who are your teams in the NCAA tournament? We haven't talked about that, just sort of looking how it shakes out. Who are you thinking is going to make a deep run?
I mean, the problem is, like, how do you not think? I mean, there has not been a repeat champion since Florida, right?
Right.
But doesn't UConn look dominant to you?
Yeah, but then you look at their region, and it is brutal. Iowa State could have been a one seed.
The Iowa State thing is ridiculous, and I would have said that Iowa State is one of my teams. But there they are. They're going to have to deal with. They're going to have to deal with UConn. So, you know. So what do you do with that? I think that's. And honestly, I'll be intrigued by Tennessee. I think Tennessee is really interesting. They have in Dalton Connect something that they have not had, right? And obviously we saw, you know, that they're certainly not invincible as we saw in the SEC tournament. But I think this could be the year that Tennessee puts together the run that people have wanted to have. Obviously they got to get by Texas, maybe Creighton. But I like Tennessee.
Yeah, I've been called stupid for this though, but in their region, I like Purdue. I really like Purdue as a one seed. I honestly think when I talk about, like, Final Four and getting all the way through, Purdue's probably the one I'm hanging my hat on, just because I think their perimeter is just so much better. They shoot 40% from three this year. They're number one in the country in that category. Last year, they stunk. They stunk from the three-point line.
Right, they were terrible. And it is weird. I almost feel, you know, I sort of want Purdue to rid themselves of their reputation.
Right.
Like, it is hard to root for the giant man as the underdog, you know. But after seeing them, and I was there for their humiliation last year, and seeing what, you know, the label that they have, appropriately earned, I would not at all mind seeing Purdue in the Final Four. I think it would be appropriate. Appropriate.
Right.
Well, you know, it's honestly, Virginia's done the same thing. Virginia, gets upended early one year, wins a championship another. So it's not like it would be unprecedented.
The top three seeds in the Midwest are all reputation. Reputationally, they fall short. Purdue, Tennessee, and Creighton. I think we sort of – Creighton maybe less than the other two because no one expects
Creighton
the same.
Less so.
But no one expects the same out of Creighton as they do of Purdue in Tennessee year to year. But I think all three fall short consistently. I mean, that's sort of where we're at.
And so what do you make of Houston?
I don't know. Can I be honest? That Big 12 championship game kind of – that was nasty.
Scars you.
That was gross.
It was absolutely gross.
And I also have a tough time just because offensively they are just not that good of a team. Just not that good of an offensive team right now. So I don't know. But I believe in Kelvin Sampson. Here's the one thing about Houston you can count on. They'll be in every game. And besides, it's funny that I say that after, you know, completely denouncing them because of the Iowa State game.
Right.
But seemingly they'll be in every game because of the defense they play.
Are you rooting against any team?
Not really. I'm going to be honest with you, not really. Are you?
I was deeply invested in rooting against Kentucky for a long time, right? Just because it was fun, right? After John left. First of all, it was appropriate after John left. Like there, I will plant my flag on a couple of things. One is that it was totally appropriate to not be an Oiler fan when the Oilers were here in Memphis. I thought it showed discernment. I know some people said you're being small, you're being petty. The people who said that didn't understand. And I thought it was totally appropriate to root against John Calipari and Kentucky in the early years, particularly when the first year, when the team that he would have won the national championship with was the team that would have been here in Memphis. Like, that would have been painful. So I thought it was totally appropriate to root against Kentucky for, in the early years. And then after that, it's just kind of fun. Like, you know, it's good to pick a villain. I actually enjoy this Kentucky team, you know. They play different than a lot of Cal's teams. I love watching Reed Sheppard play. I think he's tremendous. You know, he's instinctive. He can shoot the hell out of the ball. I like watching Kentucky now, and almost I feel dirty saying it, but I think they're a fun team to watch. Now, how they'll hold up, you know, I don't know, but I could see it. I could see it from Kentucky as well. They certainly have a lot of ability. They have two players who are going to be drafted in the top 10 in the NBA draft.
Yeah. Now, I need you to help me with one last thing before I let you go. Mm-hmm. It has to do with the NFL draft. I was looking at Mel Kiper Jr.'s mock draft, and I think most people are at this point. J.J. McCarthy's not making it past 12. And Mel Kiper Jr.'s mock draft, he has him at 11 to the Vikings because they signed Sam Darnold. Their quarterback room stinks right now because they let go of Kirk Cousins. Do you get it? Like, do you understand the J.J. McCarthy fascination? Because I'm not there. I can't quite get it.
Well, I think what's interesting is it's the flip side of the Justin Fields. Justin Fields, the NFL doesn't think much of Justin Fields, but every media
loves him. Yes,
right. The media still loves him. They loved him on draft day. The media loves him, right? And yet the NFL showed you that by the fact that he's dealt only for a sixth round pick. We're not believers. J.J. McCarthy is just the reverse. No one in the real world seems to like him. Like the media, the whatever else. Like, what do you all see in J.J. McCarthy? Whereas the NFL, they seem to like him. So it's really sort of I'm not enough of a quarterback whisperer.
No, I get it. But like,
we didn't see enough of him.
I was going to say, I don't think you have to be a quarterback whisperer to see like the film and like what He was not asked to do
much. That's the thing. Because he was not asked to do it, does that mean he cannot do it?
I don't think it's that.
He was not asked to do it, right? You know what? Who else? I'm not making this comparison. Michael Jordan wasn't asked to be Michael Jordan at North Carolina. You know what I mean? Like, because you're not, he wasn't. The only person that can stop Michael Jordan is Dean Smith.
No, I get
so
it.
Is the only, so I don't know. Here's what I do get. What I do get is this. If you don't have a quarterback, you're dead. Right? If you don't have a quarterback, you're dead. And it doesn't matter if you throw a dart. If you think J.J. McCarthy is it, I don't believe he's going to go at 11. That's, to me, the thing about that mock draft, which Mel Kiper's, this was 3.0, his third mock draft, I don't think he's going to last to 11. I think if Minnesota is going to get him, they're going to have to trade up with the Chargers at five,
yep,
or the Giants at six, or someone is going to like J.J. McCarthy enough, because if you don't have a quarterback, you're dead. And so you just throw a dart. And here's the thing. If you throw a dart and you stink, you'll be in a position to draft another quarterback. And that's not the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
And so I get that we haven't seen it, but I don't know that it's not like we've seen it and he can't do it. Like, it's not like he was asked to do it and he failed. He just hasn't been asked to do it, right?
Yeah, sure. But I think when you're not asked, when you're not asked to do certain things and then you're asked to do them for the first time in the NFL, that could be a little bit problematic. But we shall see. Here's my biggest issue, though. Here's my biggest issue, Jeff. This is what I'm wary of. Like, when people talk about quarterbacks, you know, with Jaden Daniels, oh, what an athlete. You know, he ran for 1,000 yards. He's got a rocket arm. He's very accurate. You know, when you watch him on film, he pops. His stats and his production were great. If you take him off LSU, that offense would be nothing, and they'd be a 6-win team. You know, I can't say the same things about J.J. McCarthy, but, you know, when they talk about J.J. McCarthy, the two things that pop out are two misnomers, in my opinion, of, like, actually talking about who's going to translate well to the NFL. What they say about J.J. McCarthy is, one, he's a winner.
Right.
And two, he played in a pro-style offense. One, pro-style offenses are not what they once were. So 10 years ago, a pro-style offense, you know, you're under center a lot. Nowadays, 83% of snaps in the NFL a quarterback takes are from the shotgun. And then when you say winner, it's like, okay, how many winners have we seen?
Gabe Barker was a winner.
Yes,
you know?
I mean, Johnny Manziel, Jones, A.J. McCarron, Jamarcus Russell won.
Yes. What they say, in fairness, is they say he's a winner. They also like his tools.
Sure.
They like his tools. Now, here's the truth. He's probably going to miss. Most quarterbacks miss.
True.
You know what I mean?
True.
Jaden Daniels, probably going to miss. Most miss. So, but I wouldn't, like, if I'm the Raiders or Minnesota, would I rather they take obviously don't take a quarterback if you don't think they have a chance to be great. But what good does what the hell's the name of the center out of Washington? Is it center out of Washington? What good is he really doing? I hate to say it. I don't mean disrespectful to offensive linemen, but, like, what good did it do really for the Bills to take Tre'Davious White, cornerback, who was decent, whatever else. He was fine. But there was Patrick Mahomes. Like, take Patrick Mahomes.
And speaking of non-winner in college.
And if Patrick Mahomes doesn't turn out to be great, draft someone again next year. I don't care. I never hate it. And mind you, quarterbacks, of course, they get forced up, you know. Christian Ponder, you know, I think went 10th or 11th. Remember him?
Jake Locker.
That's what happens. They all get forced up, and most of them aren't any good. But occasionally one of them is. You know who got ripped everyone ripped Josh Allen. Everyone ripped him. You know why? Because he can't teach accuracy. turns out
maybe you can.
He somehow got more accurate. You know, so I'll never. I almost never hate it if my team picks a quarterback if they don't have one, just because, you know, just I don't know. Like, okay, of the three, Bo Nix, Michael Penix Jr., J.J. McCarthy. Who do you like?
Oh God, Michael Penix. Michael Penix Jr., even though he's older. How about that? And Bo Nix is older, too.
I don't care about the older. I care how he looks when he plays.
I think Michael Penix Jr. out of those three. But J.J., like, I'm fine. And here's the thing. I'm not, like, saying I don't think JJ is capable of being a good quarterback at the NFL level. I just think it's ridiculous that he's some top 10, top 15 pick. That's where I'm at. But I get that they get forced up. The market gets forced up.
But it doesn't matter, because if he's good, this is my, I firmly believe this. If he's good, it doesn't matter where you take him. You could take him 3, 4, 5. He's worth it. If he's not good, you shouldn't take him, period. Like, so, so the I don't care about the value at all. Like, taking him at 30 or taking him at 5.
Okay.
If he's good, he's worth taking at 5. If he's not good, it doesn't matter. Like, it's so.
I'm glad you're not in the front office, Jeff. That's interesting.
I think that's an interesting thought process. It makes all the sense in the world. Is that you don't need, for a quarterback, what is the point of taking a quarterback in the third round who's not going to be good, right? Who's just going to be okay? There's no. You only need quarterbacks if you think they have a chance of being great. And if you think you have, they have a chance of being great, you can't take them too high. I think quarterback is different than every other position that way, right? If they have a chance to be great, you can't take them too high. If they don't have a chance to be great, screw it. Take something else.
Okay. All right. I think I'll
I wish I were in a front office. Yeah, okay. I wish I were in a front office.
I hear you. Well, you're not. You're not, Jeff.
No, sadly, yeah, I'm not.
But appreciate it. That's Jeff Calkins, at Jeff _ Calkins on X, daily Memphian columnist, also hosts the Jeff Calkins Show from 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. We need to go ahead and grab a break. When we come back, we have some NFL news to get to, so stick around right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Now, it's a BetMGM College Basketball Update, presented by BetMGM on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Full coverage on 92.9 FM ESPN, and it's the start of the NCAA tournament today in Dayton with number 16 Wagner taking on number 16 Howard. That's tonight in the first game. The second game features number 10 Colorado State against number 10 Virginia. Tomorrow in the tournament, it's number 16 Grambling taking on the Bobcats from Montana State, and then Colorado takes on Boise State in the late game in the first four. Thursday night, the full NCAA tournament bracket action starts, followed by Friday's action in Memphis at 11:40 a.m. The first session in Memphis for the NCAA tournament at FedEx Forum featuring number 2 Baylor and number 14 Colgate, then Clemson, New Mexico, Nebraska versus Texas A&M in the third matchup, and Houston taking on number 16 Longwood here in Memphis. This report is presented by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Please gamble responsibly.
Hey, Mid-South, it's springtime, so let's celebrate with the Gossett Mitsubishi Motor Spring Sales Event. Time to go spring breaking with 43 MPG Highway. Do it right with 2024 Mitsubishi Mirage. We Gossett for only $19,110 or $259 a month. Go your own way in style with 2024 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross. We Gossett $30,150 or $449 a month. Or hit the road in 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander SE. $36,165 or $399.99 a month. Plus, every Gossett Mitsubishi comes with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, and 24/7 at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we Gossett and Gossett Motor Cars.
Mirage RH006614, MSRP 1916, Eclipse RZ032749, MSRP 30650, Outlander RZ012807, MSRP 36165. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF695 excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month with approved credit. Dealer stock only.
Hey, basketball fans, get in on the tournament action on the BetMGM Sportsbook app today. With BetMGM, you can discover same-game parlays, live bets, special boosts and tokens, and so much more for March matchups. Don't miss a single shot with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM for terms. 21 plus, Tennessee only. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 800-889-9789.
Gabe Kuhn here. I know if you're anything like me, you head to the liquor store as the weekend approaches. And if you head to the liquor store as the weekend approaches, make sure that you don't reach for that national brand you've been reaching for years. But reach for Old Dominic. A spirit from Old Dominic is phenomenal. They have gin, vodka, toddy, whiskey, bourbon. It's the most fresh, most full spirit you can buy in this city. And the distillery is right here on the riverfront, 305 South Front Street. They have events all the time that you can check out at olddominic.com. Old Dominic Distillery. Come say hi.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Gabby.
Hey, Gabby. It's Jennifer Coolidge. Hi. I'm so glad I reached you at 2 a.m.
Oh, of course. Anyone with a Discover card can call and talk to a real person 24/7. Now, how can I help?
Yeah, I used my Discover card to buy these yellow pleather pajamas, and I'm just not sure I'm pulling them off.
24/7 U.S.-based customer service. It pays to Discover. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber. eBay Motors has everything you need to keep your ride or die alive. From superchargers, brakes, exhaust kits, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors levels your baby up to its peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to bring home the win. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I'm what you might call very good at hide-and-seek. This one time, my parents had to round up the whole neighborhood to track me down. It was a mess. A lot of tears. Well, now that we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house, including all my favorite super-secret hiding spots. So I can kill time in here by streaming my shows and...
Ha! Found ya.
The heck? How?
You left to find my tablet on.
This generation... ruining the game with their performance enhancers.
Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity for a reliable connection throughout your home. Now through March 26th, get gig speed internet for $35 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract when you add unlimited mobile. Plus, get Wi-Fi equipment included for 2 years. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today. Requires paperless plan and auto-pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. Gig speed Wi-Fi requires gig internet and Xfinity gateway. After 12 months, internet increases to $60. After 24 months, regular rates apply. Xfinity Mobile requires Xfinity Internet. Actual speeds vary.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Planning for spring at Lowe's means big savings on outdoor power equipment. And Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Buy one select Ego string trimmer, leaf blower, or mower kit. Get one select 56-volt battery free. That's up to a $299 value. Power through spring with Ego, the number one rated brand in cordless outdoor power. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 4/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
All 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte RE72, 3985, MSRP 22320, Sportage R724-7640, MSRP 29635, Telluride RG499963, MSRP 41005, includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4-1-2024, dealer stock only.
Hey, 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 it's my man Jeff Allen bringing sweet deals from Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah.
Hey, Randy, I've got a 2024 Kia Forte LXS that gets 41 mpg highway, and you can hit the road for just $219 a month.
That's awesome. What else you got?
2024 Kia Sportage LX, $289 a month. Both 36-month lease and $34.99 due at signing. Or go big in a 2024 Kia Telluride S all-wheel drive, $429 a month. 36-month lease and $39.99 due at signing.
Plus, get peace of mind with the 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah.
We're online 24/7, KiaMountMoriah.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Feel is their appointed duty.
With NFL free agency raging along, we have a lot of guys that are looking for new houses and to sell their old ones. So, you know what? There's a lot of ways to sell your house. I get it. You can go to the realtor and deal with it that way. But there's another way that you can do it. You can take advantage of Community FSBO. FSBO, F-S-B-O, stands for For Sale by Owner. So when you go to Community FSBO, they give you the tools to make yourself your own boss when it comes to selling your home. They have three separate packages that let you take advantage of the next-gen FSBO process. You pick your package. They handle everything, just about everything from there. Professional photography, interactive 3D walkthrough, floor plans, room measurements, and, of course, they handle the listing. I'll get to that in a second. That's where you save a lot of money. And then you would field offers, get the contract, you're on your way. And the money savings are pretty ridiculous. They're unreal. Using a 2,000-square-foot home, selling for $350,000 at a 3% realtor listing fee of $10,500, you can save up to $9,800, and that can go up depending on the price and the value of your home. So take advantage of Community FSBO if you're looking to sell your home. It's an unreal next-gen process that you're sure to latch on to. Check out Community FSBO at communityfsbo.com. That's communityfsbo.com. Or call them at 901-660-FSBO. That's 901-660-3726. Now, a few things out of the NFL that are worth mentioning. We'll talk about Tyron Smith a little bit later going to the Jets. But Leighton Vander Esch is another guy that was a Cowboy. He is retired after being released by the Cowboys, and he had neck injuries. It's kind of sad to see him. He's not even 30 yet, and he was drafted out of Boise State. But he basically put out a response on his social media saying his body won't cooperate. And we see that all too often with a lot of guys that play off-ball linebacker in the NFL. But this is going to be an interesting offseason. Still continues to be an interesting offseason for the Cowboys. They have a lot of things, a lot of needs that they need to address, and they haven't addressed them. And Stephen Jones and Jerry Jones are just sitting on their hands. I know they draft well, but you can't just bank on drafting well year after year to try to plug the holes. The Bills have made Taron Johnson the highest-paid nickel corner in the league. Taron Johnson's been phenomenal for years. He beats out Kenny Moore of the Colts by $1 million over 3 years. 3 years, $31 million. Kenny Moore got 3 years, $30 million. Looks like the Jets also, on top of Tyron Smith, have signed Mike Williams, 1 year, $15 million. Now that is a good-looking offense right now. Their O-line, Tyron Smith, John Simpson, Joe Tippmann, Elijah Vera Tucker, who's all pro-level type guy, Morgan Moses they traded for, who is very consistent at right tackle. And then on top of that, Aaron Rodgers at quarterback, Breece Hall in that running back room, Tyler Conklin at tight end, if I'm not mistaken. And then on the outside, Garrett Wilson, Alan Lazard, if they don't trade him. And then Mike Williams. Mike Williams is a great target for a guy like Aaron Rodgers who can throw you open at any particular moment. He's tall, he's rangy, he catches what's thrown to him. I'm very excited to see him in a Jets uniform, but he's going to have to get off of the injured list before we get there. He was hurt. He had a season-ending injury last year that was pretty substantial. And then finally, last thing I'll bring up before we transition into small talk, the Bengals, they need to keep Joe Burrow upright. That much is very clear. I think Joe Burrow gets a lot of a big pass for not having been on the field enough. I know what he's done in making two straight AFC championships, making it to the Super Bowl a couple years back, but he needs to stay upright, and the Bengals are doing all they can to try to keep him upright. Today they signed Trent Brown. Trent Brown is a long-time veteran, played for the Patriots for a long, long time. But he will play right tackle for them. They have Orlando Brown Jr. already, who plays left tackle. They have some big tackles that they're going with. Orlando Brown, 6'8", 345. Trent Brown, 6'8", 370. So they are big enough on the offensive side of the ball, on the offensive line. Hopefully they can keep Joe Burrow upright at least a little bit more. But we need to go ahead and grab a break. When we come back, we will get into small talk to wrap up hour number two right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's home for all the latest tournament updates and reactions. Presented by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today and take your game to the next level with the king of sportsbooks. Please gamble responsibly.
Tournament time with 92.9.
It's time to discover your new Kia at Gossett Kia on the Pike. And there's never been a better time to drive off in your new Kia. Make it happen today in a 2024 Kia Forte LXS. 41 mpg, 219 a month. How about sporty 2024 Kia Sportage LX. We gossip $289 a month. Oh, $34.99 to its signing. And get rugged in 2024 Kia Telluride LX. $429 a month. $39.99 to its signing. All 36 month lease. So call Bobby J to put you in a new Kia today. That's Gossip Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, or online anytime at KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossip Motor Cars.
All 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte RE72-3985, MSRP 22320, Sportage R724-7640, MSRP 29635, Telluride RG499963, MSRP 41005, includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4-1-2024, dealer stock only.
FanDuel's putting the ball in your court for the rest of the NBA season, because right now new customers can get $200 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $200 if your bet wins. Take the long favorite and laugh to the bank. Bet on the NBA with a wide range of bet types, including quick bets, live same-game parlays, player props, and more. Visit FanDuel.com/GabeK. That's G-A-B-E-K. Again, G-A-B-E-K. And make your first bet a layup. FanDuel is an official sportsbook partner of the NBA. You must be 21 plus and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire just 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. And if you have a gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. 9789.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's a mystery where Old Spice finds its amazing scents like Himalayan sea salt, but I'm thrilled they have because no other body wash exfoliates and moisturizes 24/7 like Old Spice Gentleman's Himalayan Sea Salt Body Wash. Now, if only there was a mountain range separating the Indian subcontinent from the Tibetan Plateau where I could hide my Old Spice and keep my family from stealing it, my impossibly smooth skin will finally be safe.
Your chance to get that rare, hard-to-find luxury timepiece is coming to Genesis Diamonds. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Genesis is hosting an epic pre-owned luxury Rolex event featuring a stunning new selection of these hard-to-find watches. Hulks, Submariners, Daytonas, Pepsis, Batmans, all the hottest models that people wait years for. These are carefully chosen timepieces in pristine condition. During this event, you can take advantage of special pricing and zero-interest financing. And listen to this. With the purchase of any luxury pre-owned Rolex at this event, Genesis will give you a beautiful pair of 2-carat lab-grown diamond stud earrings free. That's a $4,000 value. Also for this event, our pre-owned Rolex buyers are on site offering top dollar for your Rolex. Come see the largest selection of luxury pre-owned Rolex watches in the state and take advantage of our special financing and get a pair of 2-carat lab-grown diamond stud earrings free. It's this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday only, and only at Genesis Diamonds, your home for luxury pre-owned Rolexes. Poplar and Perkins Extended. While supplies last, see store for details.
What's up, everybody? Nick Costos here with the Sports Betting Minute, brought to you by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Please gamble responsibly. Friday in the big tournament, first game on the board, FAU takes on Northwestern. FAU, a 2.5-point favorite, total in the game, 141.5. FAU last year made a surprise run to the last four of the tournament, but this FAU team is not that FAU team. This FAU team does not play a lot of defense and really struggled coming down the stretch in the final month of the season. So I would take a long look at Northwestern. It's possible that you'll get three with Northwestern at some point before Friday. I think Northwestern's going to win this game. Friday, giving Northwestern plus the points against FAU. That's it for this Sports Betting Minute, brought to you by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and take your game to the next level with the king of sportsbooks. Please gamble responsibly.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years or older. Must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. I'm about to tell you a secret that'll make the insurance companies madder than a wet hen. Major insurance companies use a software called Colossus to tell them what the firm you hire is likely to settle your case for. Google it yourself. They know which law firms can lowball and take the last best offer, not us. Google our firm and see billions recovered from those very same insurance companies. They know who we are, and now you know it too. Morgan & Morgan.
Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
Spring is around the corner. That means the sounds of air conditioners cranking up will be in the air soon. Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. This month only, receive $1,000 off the purchase of a new Carrier AC unit. No gimmicks. Just $1,000 off for the Choate's Early Bird Carrier AC Special. If your AC is in good shape, call us to get your $60 20-point AC tune-up to get your AC cleaned and ready for the warm seasons ahead. Choate's is here for all your cooling, heating, plumbing, air duct cleaning, and commercial needs. Call us today at 347-8086 to take advantage of these Early Bird Specials. Or to schedule online, visit ChoateshVAC.com. So turn to the experts with Choate's. And remember, let our family serve your family.
Hey, this is Mitch at Red River Ford right here in Wynn, Arkansas. And folks, you've not heard a Ford dealer talk about discounts in a long while. But we've got great discounts on all of our Ford vehicles in stock today. And we've got as low as 0.9% interest on Ford Edges. That's $446 a month on a brand new SUV. And we've got 1.9% interest for 72 months on F-150s. You've heard that right. We've not heard it in a long time. 1.9%. Check us out at RedRiverFordOfWynn.com.
Here on 92.9, we talk ball every weekday from 4 till 7 p.m. Except right now, it's time for Big Man Small Talk on 92.9's Gabe Kuhn Show.
And Small Talk is brought to you by Conway Services, reputable service available 7 days a week. We go to Tick Pick for our Small Talk today. Tick Pick is a secondary marketplace for tickets in general. And they are selling, you know, Final Four and championship tickets for the men's and the women's tournament. This is very, very interesting. One, they already have sold 6 times as many tickets to the women's Final Four compared to the men's Final Four. That's something. And then the pricing is kind of staggering. To the men's Final Four, $260 for an average ticket. Compare that to the women's Final Four, $472 for an average ticket. Men's championship, $196 is the average ticket price. And for the women's championship, $424. That is a staggering difference, almost twice the price to get into the Final Four and the championship game for the women's side. Now, there's a couple of reasons I think that's the case. One, I think it's a lot more predictable on the women's side who's actually going to be in the Final Four and who's going to be in the championship game. You can bet on Iowa and LSU and South Carolina ultimately making it to the Final Four. There's a lot less parity in the women's sport than there is in the men's sport. In the men's sport, there's way too much parity. You had Florida Atlantic and San Diego State and all these teams make it into the Final Four last year. And, you know, naturally, you just don't have as much big names that make it to that level of the tournament. But I think that's also part of it. You know, in the end of the day, you may think that there's more parity in the game by game, it may be more interesting. But I think when we talk about, you know, powerful brands from student athletes, from singular players, the women's game has substantially more right now. They're like their top brands, the Angel Reese's, the Haley Van Lifts, the Caitlin Clarks of the world, they sell a lot better than the top of the men's sport right now. You know, Zach Edey versus Angel Reese, who's more known nationally, I think you sort of look at the lean to Angel Reese in that conversation. You know, Zach Edey versus Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark might be the most popular college basketball player in the game right now. So it's crazy to see the transition we've made to the women's sport the past few years, though.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's really cool to see. I'm happy for women's college basketball that it has really reached this number of eyeballs. And to your point, though, I think that the reason you're seeing more Final Four tickets and stuff like that is that it's just easier to predict a little bit in women's college basketball.
You know what you're
buying. Who's going to be there. That's why I do think it was a mistake that they put LSU and Iowa on the same side.
Yeah,
I don't understand. You want to set up a national championship possibility there, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But we have an hour left in the show, and we're going to use it wisely. We'll get to the Blitz at 6:30. But coming up next, have to have my Tuesday check-in with Christian Fowler from Bluff City Media. He's next.
Want to win tickets to see ZZ Top at the Landers Center? The concert on Saturday, March the 23rd, so this weekend. Win the tickets now. Log in and sign up at 92.9ESPN.com.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, celebrating a legacy of sports as the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. Always live on the Odyssey app and on smart speakers. Say, play 92.9ESPN.
Hey, Mid-South. It's springtime, so let's celebrate with the Gossett Mitsubishi Motor Spring Sales Event. Time to go spring breaking with 43 MPG Highway. Do it right with 2024 Mitsubishi Mirage. We Gossett for only $19,110 or $259 a month. Go your own way in style with 2024 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross. We Gossett, $30,150 or $449 a month. Or hit the road in 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander SE, $36,165 or $399.99 a month. Plus, every Gossett Mitsubishi comes with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, and 24/7 at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we Gossett and Gossett Motor Cars.
Mirage RHW6614, MSRP 1916, Eclipse RZO32749, MSRP 30,650, Outlander RZO12807, MSRP 36165. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF695 excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month with approved credit. Dealer stock only.
Some people just know bundling with Allstate means big savings. Just like they know the right ingredient means big flavor. They know honey on pizza is where it's at. And olive oil on ice cream is the cherry on top. Mm. And they know when you bundle home and auto with Allstate, you can save up to 25%. Mm-mm.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Are you ready to start a rewarding career that's bigger than you?
Join us on Saturday, February 17th, 2024, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for our hiring expo at the Memphis Police Academy, 4731 Academy Drive. Salary starts at $54,611, increasing to $72,000 after 3 years. If you want to serve the Memphis community, join the Best in Blue. For more information or details, visit joinmpd.com.
All 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte RE72-3985, MSRP 22320, Sportage R724-7640, MSRP 29635, Telluride RG499963, MSRP 41005, includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4-1-2024, dealer stock only.
Hey, 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 it's my man Jeff Allen bringing sweet deals from Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah.
Hey, Randy, I've got a 2024 Kia Forte LXS that gets 41 MPG highway, and you can hit the road for just $219 a month.
That's awesome. What else you got?
2024 Kia Sportage LX, $289 a month. Both 36-month lease and $34.99 due at signing. Or go big in a 2024 Kia Telluride S all-wheel drive, $429 a month. 36-month lease and $39.99 due at signing.
Plus, get peace of mind with the 10-year, 100,000